Long, long ago, yet not so far away, giraffes took their first steps on the earth. They were brand new, just completed by Animal Maker. With long legs, they could run swiftly. Their long necks and sharp eyes let them see far and observe how the whole world lived together. Their large hearts were strong and loving. All giraffes had their own unique coloring, so they could tell each other apart and enjoy each other's beauty. Giraffes were very pleased with their bodies, except for one thing, their ears. It's true the Animal Maker had given them very fine ears, ears that could hear everything the earth had to offer. Giraffes could hear the softest things, ants digging tunnels, trees growing roots, clouds moving across the sky. Sounds that seemed normal to people were painfully loud to giraffes. Woodpeckers tapping on trees, children laughing, lions sneezing. Every crash of thunder was so loud that giraffes jumped 20 feet in the air. This whirlwind of sound made the giraffes dizzy and grouchy. Worst of all, they hardly talked to each other because other loud noises covered up giraffe voices. "Would you like to come over for lunch?" one giraffe asked another. "What did you say? There's a flock of geese in Canada honking so loudly I can't hear you." "I said, would you like to come to lunch?"
"Wait a minute until the thunderstorm in Egypt subsides. Then maybe I can catch what you are saying."
The giraffes felt frustrated because they couldn't hear each other clearly. So they went back to Animal Maker and explained their problem. "Animal Maker, we love our new bodies, our strong hearts, our ability to see far, the speed in our legs. We have ears so we can hear many things. Our problem is we hear so much that we can't focus on things that are most important to us. Can you make